Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this last day of this breakthrough event that you have given us here. We thank you for all the miracles, and you deserve all the glory and the honor. And everybody said,
amen.
Lord, we thank you again this morning. And as always, the entrance of your word brings light. And we rejoice at that light this morning because we know it is going to come into our hearts. And every need will be met, and the Lord will be glorified in the message of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Receive all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody enjoying the services so far? Come on, let's put a hand together for the Lord. Amen. Now, if I say anything in this message that gets you excited, feel free to shout. Because sometimes people, you know, they just sit down and wonder, you know, is it okay for me to holler? Is it okay for me to praise the Lord? Sure, it's all right. You know, we don't want you to get out, you know, to get out of line or anything, but it's okay to praise the Lord. It's okay to shout amen. It's okay to shout praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, let's write. Let's shout praise the Lord together.
Amen.
Praise the Lord together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. This message this morning, the word of your testimony. Now that's the word of your testimony. And I'm going to start here at Revelation chapter 12. And I'm going to read verses 10 and 11. Now the message is the word of your testimony. Now, those of you who have been in these meetings, you have heard much about the spoken word and how you have to use your faith and so forth. You know, and I was going to bring this message this morning. I actually wanted to preach, something similar. But the Lord told me, he said, you already preached that message. And I said, whoa. You know, and I went and looked it up. And there's a message that I want everybody, if you get a chance, I want you to go listen to it. It's on the website, gmichurch.com. And you go to the sermons page and audio library. And the Lord woke me up at 3 a.m. this morning. And I stayed in prayer and so forth like that. And he told me about that message. And I went and listened to it. And I want everybody to listen to it if you get a chance. It was preached on March the 1st of this year. And it's called the Word of Faith. The word of faith. So I want you to listen to that message. I believe it's going to bless your heart. But this morning, the word of your testimony. Now in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. How many of you can rejoice because the accuser is cast down?
Amen.
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 Jesus said, I saw the devil, Satan, fall like lightning. That's the first thing. He saw that before he gave them power to cast those unclean spirits out. In Luke chapter 10, he told them, I saw devil fall like lightning, that's Satan. Luke 10 and 18, he fell, he moved from God, away from the presence of the Lord. He was moving at the speed of light, I told you last time. That's how fast he gets away from the anointing. Now, verse 11 is where I'm going. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto their death. Now, you see, the word of their testimony? Why, absolutely. Your victory comes in two parts. The first part is the blood of the Lamb. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Now, Jesus already done his part. He already whooped that devil. And he said, it is finished. I am Alpha and Omega. So he finished it. See? And he did it. Bible says he took all the handwriting of ordinances, he nailed it to the cross, and he made an open show of principalities and powers. He spoiled them. So he finished his part. That's the blood of the Lamb. Now the second part is the word of your testimony. As you have heard in these services, you must speak the word. And then God will confirm it. But you must have a testimony to speak about. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Now, if you don't have a testimony, you're already defeated. See, if you have a testimony, then you've got the victory together with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got the victory. So it's a two-part process to your victory here. Now, do you have a testimony? Can I get an amen from somebody that has a testimony? Come on, church. Do you have a testimony? Now, your testimony is your strength for the present conflict. Now, let me repeat that so everybody understands me. Your testimony is your strength for the present conflict. Now, a lot of people like to hear stories, you know, when somebody is preaching. I don't like to tell stories when I'm preaching. I like to give the word. But because people like to hear stories and so forth, I'm going to tell you a story this morning. But it's going to be from the Word of God. You know, so you sit down and relax and enjoy the story. Now, you've heard me say before this story here, and I'm going to tell it to you again this morning, but a little different way. Now, this is the story of David in 1 Samuel chapter 17. So, 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now, David was a young man then, and in that story, he's going up against Goliath. You heard some of it also in this meeting. But I'm going to bring a different rendition for you this morning for something that I want you to catch. Now, I've said this part before. Now, David, his father, this is the story. So I'm going to tell you the story in case some of you are here and you don't know it. This man called David, young man in the Bible, he was anointed to be king. He was going to be king, but he wasn't king yet, you know, and he did a lot of things in his youth. Now, one of the things that he used to do was write a lot of songs. He used to be by the brook and just sing and just write, and he played the harp and he played all these things, and, you know, he would write about the Lord, and the Spirit of God would reveal many things to him, and he wrote so many prophetic songs about the Lord just from entering into the spirit of praise and the worship. You know, that's what the worship and praise will do for you. It will take you into the presence of God, and God will reveal great things to you. And God, the Lord revealed many things to this David. And so one day, you know, he was also a shepherd boy. He tended the sheep that his father had. So he, you know, he tended the sheep and everything. You know, he was a shepherd boy. Now, his older brothers, you know, were military men. They were in the army, you know, and so forth. You know, maybe today you might call it the reserves, the Marines, or whatever it is that they were in, you know, Marine Corps or whatever. But anyway, they were military men, but he was tending the sheep. So one day, now these young people that are in here, you listen to this story too. Some of you may have heard it in Sunday school, but we're going to bring something up. One day, he was in the field with a sheep, and a lion snuck up on him and grabbed one of the little kid, you know, lambs or whatever. And, you know, you heard some of it also yesterday, you know. And he went after this lion, and he dealt with it. And now, this was David, was a young man. And he got a hold of that lion by the beard, and he slew him, and he rescued that lamb from him. Can you say praise the Lord? Oh, yes, he did it too. And then the next thing you know, one day a bear came up. Now, I'm going to tell you something about this bear later on when we get to Goliath's part. Okay, I'm going to tell you something about it. You know, this is something, you know, that you may not have heard exactly before. You know, so there's a revelation in this. I'm going to tell you about it. You know, so when the bear came up against him, it was the same thing. The bear took one of the little lambs, and David challenged him and got a hold of the bear and slew him and rescued the lamb. Now, so, you know, he had those two testimonies. And of course, you know, there was a story in there. The Philistines came up against Israel and so forth like that to battle. And they had one man called Goliath, was a huge giant. You heard me preach this message many times. And there is a message also on the website, the slaying of a giant. You can listen to it. You'll hear more about it. But there is a viewpoint we want to bring out this morning. And so this man was the captain of the armies of the Philistines. And he terrorized. They were going, supposed to go into battle together. Two armies supposed to lock in conflict. But this man, he came forward and said, there's no need for us to do any of that. You know, I will represent my army. You choose somebody from your side to represent you. And of course, Israel was foolish enough to listen to any of that. They should just have gone down there and begin to wipe those people out. And not wait for one single person to be telling them how to fight the battle. But of course, you know, they were intimidated by the sheer size of this man. You know, so he paraded the place every day and said, I want somebody, you know, and so, and there was nobody. And so that went on, and he just blasphemed the name of God and all of that for a long time, and nothing happened. And everybody was afraid. So one day, you know, David's father, Jesse, he tells David, say, why don't you go down there into the place, you know, where your brothers are fighting, and go check them out and see their welfare and take them some food and so forth. So David goes down there, and when he gets there, you know, he doesn't see any fighting going on. So he's like, wait a minute, isn't there supposed to be a war going on here? You know, how come I don't, you know, hear or see any fighting? You know, and as he was talking with them, you know, then he heard, you know, the blasphemy and all of these things going on, you know, and so forth. And he said, now what's going on here? You know, and when one of his brothers jumped up and said, look, I know that you are always like that. What's your business here? You're supposed to be minding the sheep, you know. Why don't you just go on back home? And he said, look, my father sent me here to see the world. I mean, see how you guys are doing, bring you some food, and so forth. And he said, well, what's going on here? And then they, you know, his brothers apparently tried to get rid of him and said, look, this is none of your business. You know, you don't need to get into this and so forth. This is for men that are trained. See? And he said, I don't see any trained men here. You know, I don't see anybody. I don't see any soldiers. You know, because you all look like you are just cowards here. And so this man, he began to terrorize them and so forth. So David finally said, well, what's going on? And somebody told him that, well, here's what's going on. And he said, oh, this man, he's saying, you know, if anybody can take the challenge and so forth like that, you know. And David said, well, what's the king going to do to the person that gives, you know, that's able to take this man out? And they said, and his brothers at that point, they are like, now you really got to go home. This is no place for a kid. You know, this is a battleground right here. This is no place for a kid. They told him. You know, so that they won't hear any of it. He said, look, is there no reason? You know, there's a reason why, you know, my spirit is scared of. Because you that are supposed to be doing the job, you are not getting it done. Are you with me today?
Yes.
You that are supposed to be doing the job, you are not getting it done. So don't tell me to shut up. You know, because I came here, I don't see any fighting. All I hear is blasphemy and people, you know, somebody just going up and down and blaspheming the armies of the living God. So finally, he said, take me to the king. And he said, no way. So take me to the king. So somebody takes him to the king, you know, and then the king sees him. He probably says, who is this kid? Get him out of my sight. I said, oh, no, king. And you wait a minute now, you know. You wait a minute now. And he said, you know, and they said, well, this Goliath, and I've heard what he's saying and so forth. You know, I can take him out. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, he had to say something dramatic to get the king's attention. Because they told him, get him out of my sight. He said, who is this kid? You know, he said, I don't have time for this. I'm in a battle here. And David was saying in his mind, he didn't say that to the king, but in his mind, he said, I don't see any battle here. You guys are just here. You know, but he said, I can take him out. And as soon as he said, I can take him out, the king looked at him funny, and he said, you know, how are you going to take him out? He said, well, I'll tell you what. And then he told his testimony. He told his testimony. He said, listen, I may look like a kid. I mean, I'm not trained in battle, warfare, and all these kind of things and so forth, but I got some experience dealing with some situations. Because I was tending my father's sheep. And a lion came in one day and took one of the little kid lambs. And I went after this lion. I got him by the beard, and I slew him, and I rescued the lion.
Yeah.
The king said, what? You gotta be kidding. He said, wait a minute. That's not all. That's not all at all. See, the next time, he said, this time, it wasn't a lion. Now, let me tell you something, people. God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
You heard me say in this meeting, the Lord does not play dice with your life. Doesn't just throw things out and, you know, see which way it's going to fall. No, that's not the Lord. He's got everything timed in precision.
Yeah.
He's the Alpha and Omega.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He knows exactly. Everything that you are going through now is to prepare you from something else. He knows exactly what he is doing. Now I'm going to bring something out from concerning this beer today that none of you probably ever thought about. You know, because the Lord told it to me and I said, wow, you know. I said, I'm going to bring it out. I said, well, I preached that message. I said, not this one. You know, so you bring it out. So I'm going to bring it out this morning. Now, when he dealt with the lion, God was moving up from one level to another. See? Now, there's no way that, you know, any person would just have, you know, challenged the lion. But David, you know, one of the reasons why he did it, you know, he used to sing those songs. Oh, and he used to see the Lord ride on chariots. Oh, and he knew the power of God. And he said, my God is my shield. My God is my defense. He's my high tower. He's my rock. You know, and he said, oh, what is man going to do? What is he want a lion? He's the Lion of Judah already. So he went. And then this bear stood up against him. And he got a hold of the bear. He dealt with the bear just like he dealt with the lion. So when David was telling his story to the king, he said, now this part is not in the Bible, but you, since you all have good stories, I'm telling you this good story. So he said to the king, he said, you all are afraid of this Goliath. How tall is he now that you are afraid? He said, I stood before the bear. And you know, when this bear, he rose up and went like that. This bear was just exactly as tall as Goliath. Because God was preparing him for it. Now, have you ever seen some huge bears? Oh yeah, they can be 7 feet, 8 feet, 9 feet tall when they get up and stand up like that. How many of you know what I'm talking about? That bear, when he stood up, he was exactly as tall as Goliath because God was preparing David for it. That's right. That's the part that you've never heard. See, so David said, I already slew somebody that was at something that was already as big as this fool that is here. And I'm going to take him out. The king said, well, I thought I'd heard it all. But I heard it today. You know, so he said, well, you know, let's see what, you know, what is going to happen. So some of his generals, they come to him and say, well, you know, this thing might be a good thing. You know, this little kid might be a good thing. What we're going to do, we're going to send him in there as a decoy. So when he goes in there, you know, we'll draw Goliath out and so forth. Then we'll go around the back and all of that, you know. And then some of the other people said, you got to be kidding. This kid wouldn't last 2 seconds with Goliath. So that plan's not going to work. So they said, well, and David said, it's not necessary for any of that. Just let me go and deal with this fool. Uncircumcised Philistine. He said, because he has despised the name of the living God. You see, everybody else approached the battle in the natural. David approached it in the spiritual. He said, he has put an abomination here. You know, he has profaned the name of the living God. He has made, you know, he has just despised the armies of the living. So he raised it to another level. He raised it to the level of the Lord. He left all that level and so forth. So the king finally said, all right, well, you know, here's my armor and all of these things and so forth. You know, I'm going to let you put it on. Because there's no way I'm sending you into that valley to meet this guy, you know, unprotected. Because you're not going to last 2 minutes. He said, well, so then he said, all right, that's fine. So he gives him this big shield. He gives him his big helmet. He gives him his big armor. And David, when he tried, he just collapsed. Because the thing was, even the weight of the armor weighed more than this little ruddy kid. And so he just fell down under the armor. And he said, nah, this is not going to work. And the king argued with him a little bit. He said, there is, you got to have some protection. And he said, the Lord is my shield. Oh, the Lord is my shield. I don't need this shield. You know, and he said, look, you know, and he asked them, he said, you guys got a brook around here? Because he's going back to what works for him. Now, is there somebody in the house with me today? Amen. David is going back to what works for him. Amen. He's going to do away with all those suggestions. Amen. But he's going to go back to what works for him. Is there a brook around here? They say, yeah, there's a brook. So take me to the brook. I told you, it's a nice story. You may not read all of that in the Bible. It's a good story. Take me to the brook, he said. And so they took him to the brook. And he said, oh yeah, see, you know, I'll be fine. Just give me a few minutes. So he sent the unbelief away. Amen? Praise the Lord! He sent the unbelief away! Leave me alone with a brook! And he walks up and down and say, then he remembered. He remembered. And he said, Lord, when I was a shepherd boy, the Lord was my shepherd. Oh. And he used to take me beside the still waters. And he looked at that brook and said, my goodness, I can just remember, you know, all of the goodness of the Lord and so forth. I remember what he did for me, you know. And then he said, and he began to think in his mind. He said, all right. So he beside himself and he said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now, he didn't say, though I walk into the valley. Because if you walk into, that's a dead end. Is somebody still with me this morning? But David already knew that he's coming out on the other side. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, not even this Goliath. And so he beside, he said, he looked for some little rocks. Oh, he said, oh yeah, that one looks good right there. He picked fire. He said, Lord, you are my strength. I'm going in the name of the Lord. He bestirred himself. Say, oh, I'm ready. You know, and the Holy Ghost, he come upon him. I tell you what, you think those people in the Old Testament didn't have the Holy Ghost? How did David know that the Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make all your enemies my footstool? How did he say, how did David know that I have made you a priest after the order of Melchizedek? How did David know those things? Because when he was in the spirit of praise, the Holy Ghost came upon him. That's exactly right. And David wrote some of the most poetic messianic songs that you ever read. Because he got inside that anointing, boy. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So David said, well, he said, Lord, that last bear that I dealt with was about the size of this Goliath when he stood up against me. And you helped me and I took it out. I'm going to take this. So he went back with, you know, stones he put in his pouch. And he said, I'm ready. He got his little catapult with him. And said, I'm ready. I'm ready. You know. So he goes and they look at him and said, you know. He said, I told you already. This battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord's. You know, I don't want no unbelief. I'm going there alone. You guys wait here. I'll go and come back with his head. Amen. Praise God. Now this little kid, you know, young kid, so he goes, you know, and he walks into the valley and they, you know, they see him coming and they, you know, they tell Goliath, oh, they got somebody. They got somebody finally to take your challenge. So this guy walks out, you know, 9 foot tall or whatever, you know, and he's like, he looks around, he's looking for his challenge. He can't even see little David. Where is he? You know. So finally, he spots him, and he's like, he has this disdain in his face. And he said, and he looked at him, no shield, no helmet. Oh boy, but the chariots of the Lord. Woo! They were right around him. And he didn't know that, you know. So he looked at him and said, am I a dog? David said, yes, you are. That's right. And I'm going to cut your head off today. He said, am I a dog that you come out against me with... Now, you know, with the stones and a stick in your hand and this kind of a thing, you know, he said, I'm going to deal with you. So come to me, come to me. David said, you know, let me tell you first, you know, you are coming to me with all these spears and shields, but I am coming to you in the name of our Lord. Yeah. David had to announce his victory before he even did it. He had to put the name of the Lord forward. Amen. He didn't just go against Goliath anyhow. He took the name of the Lord. And the Lord was fixing to show everybody something that it is not by might, neither yet by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So David went, he ran again. He ran towards this guy. Oh my. And the whole time, David, he was looking at the bear. That's right. The whole time. He was looking at the bear. He wasn't looking at Goliath. He remembered that bear. You know, how he tore out against him and did like this. You know, And he remembered how the Lord gave him to say, he said, today, I'm going to cut off your head. Oh, yes. David didn't have a sword. How's he going to do it? You know, he took one of those stones. He looked at those stones. He said, oh, my. Hallelujah. The rock of Israel. Ooh, Selah. Ooh. And he said, he took aim. He found the one spot in this guy, and the Holy Ghost just directed it. Oh, you say the Holy Ghost? Absolutely. Because the battle is the Lord's. But David went back to the thing that he knew how to do. Got rid of all those suggestions. You know. And then when he put that sling in there, the thing went straight in there. The one place in his whole body that was unprotected. The helmet was this way. And the forehead was open. And David got that rock right in there. My goodness, my rock, my shield. Oh, by my God, I've run through troops. By my God, I leap over walls. Oh. And he did that. And boy, the next thing you know, the giant goes like this. Ooh, he lands on the ground. David said, oh my goodness. You know, he looked, he ran to the man. He used the man's own sword against, because he didn't have a sword, but he said, I'm bringing his head back. You know, so he goes over, he pulls, and he's having even trouble pulling the sword, because this man's sword is huge. So he tried to pull the sword with one hand, he couldn't do it. And then the Lord gave him a little strength. Because David said, the Lord is my strength. I can do this. I can get this sword. I can kill this guy. I brought him down now. Now when you have that devil down, don't stop. Take him out. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Cut his head off. I want to challenge any devil that's in here this morning. I'm going to cut your head off. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because the devil can't do it. Because he's already defeated. Yeah. The devil can't even stand up in a meeting like this. Because he knows I'm going to put him to flight. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So can you. Now, we pick up the story. So he's struggling with a sword. And he can't get it. And he said, Lord, I know I can do this. You know, you already got this guy down. I'm going to finish the work. Amen. I'm going to finish this work. So the Lord, he gave his strength. He took both hands. He got that sword. He wielded that sword. And the light, whoo, came upon that sword. You said the light? That's right. The light of God came upon that sword and defeated the darkness. Amen. And he wielded that sword up. And you could see the reflection of the sword. You could see the, you know, reflection of the sun in the sword. Because it was bright daylight. And he saw that sun. He said, the Lord. It's a sword and a shield. Oh my. To all those that fear him. And he took that sword. He chopped off the head of this evil monster. Got rid of him. Oh my. Ooh. And he took that. And he said, oh, a trophy to the Lord. Chuck up another one in the Lord's column. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, how many of you are ready this morning for us to do the same? That Goliath that's been terrorizing your life or people around you and so forth like that, you know, today we're going to put an end to it. Yes. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. And if you were here yesterday, you knew that you young men, he said, I have written unto you because you are strong and you have overcome the devil. You young men and young women, you can do it already, just like David. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So he got a hold of that head. And boy, when the Philistines saw that their champion was slain, they all fled. They all fled. And all the brothers of David and the rest of them, they ran into the valley after those people. Yes. Yeah. Now that's what I'm talking about. We got you now. That's what I'm talking about. We got you. And David was saying, you got nothing. This was the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. You wonder how he wrote those psalms? You think he just sat down? No, every time he had those experiences, he wrote one of those psalms. And he said, this is the Lord. Said, you got nothing. This was the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. How many of you can say praise the Lord? You wanted a story? Well, I told you a story today. Praise God. But it's a story with a difference. Hallelujah. Amen. So David, he got the victory. Oh my. Because the Lord, he prepared him. The victory of David came because he had the word of his testimony. He had a testimony against the lion. And he had a testimony against the bear. And God was preparing him for Goliath because that bear was exactly the same size. And he dealt with him. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, let me read this to you this morning. That was a story there. That was a good story. Let me read this to you. Job chapter 22. And I'm going to read verses 21 to 29. Now this is for somebody in here today. Praise God. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Can you say praise the name of Jesus?
Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Job 22. And I'm going to read. Now remember, the Lord said yesterday that you shall serve the Lord. After he put the anointing upon you, told you yesterday, you better serve the Lord. Okay, so let's read this. Job 22 and verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him, that's with the Lord, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Does anybody want some good to come into you? Does anybody want the Lord to show you a token for good? Oh, there. Well, here's a secret this morning. Acquaint yourself with him, and you will be at peace. And he said, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up the words, his words in your heart. Now, if thou return, and especially the young people in here this morning, you must return to the Almighty. If you return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. And if you put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles, then shalt thou lay up gold. Do you want to lay up some gold? Amen? Anybody here want some gold? Oh yes, now this paper money is worth nothing. But real gold, that's where it's at. Now if you want some gold as the dust, and you want the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Now remember, the stones of the brooks, just like David, there's a connection in there. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. Can somebody shout amen to that?
Amen.
And thou shalt have plenty of silver.
Amen.
That's if you return to the Lord. You're going to have finances. He's going to take care of all of that. You know. And he says, thou shalt, then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty. See, all of the victories that we've been talking about these last 2-3 days, you know, here is the sum of the matter. Ye shall serve the Lord and get a testimony. And when you have a testimony, then he will take you from level to level. You want to do greater works? You have to first do the same works. Said, the same works that I do, shall he do. And some of those works that he did was healing the sick. And we're going to do that here this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. He said, then shalt thou have delight in the Almighty, and thou shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. How many of you ready to make a decree this morning? Oh yes, you got to decree some good things for yourself this morning before we finish here. And he said, it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Now, listen to this. When men are cast down, perhaps because of the economy and the situations and so forth, those of you that have delighted yourself in the Lord, those of you that have acquainted yourself with the Almighty, those of you that have returned unto the Lord and have received from God, then you will say to those that are cast down, there is a lifting up.
Amen.
And there is a lifting up here this morning.
Amen.
Can you give the Lord a shout and a praise?
Amen.
And the Lord will save the humble person. If you humble yourself in here this morning, the Lord is going to save you. The secret is in acquainting yourself with the Lord, returning to the Almighty, and paying your vows, he said. Hallelujah. Now, the word of your testimony is so powerful. I want to throw this in here before we finish this message. The word of your testimony. Now, you already have the testimony, but it has to become a word. See, He didn't just say, by your testimony. He said, the blood of the Lamb and the word. Okay, not that the testimony is there, but it has to become the word of your testimony. You've got to speak it. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 2. He said, thou art ensnared by the words of thy mouth. You are taken by your own words. So if you speak the word, just like you've heard throughout these meetings, then the Lord will confirm it. Praise ye the name of the Lord. In the book of Psalms 103, verse 20. Oh, David, he knew how to walk that testimony. And he wrote in here, he said, oh, you know, turn with me to Psalm 103 and verse 20 and see what the angels are waiting to do, waiting for your word, waiting for you to command. And let's wait and see. Let's see what the angels are waiting to do. He said, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength. Now, he's dealing with the strong angels. He's not even dealing with the weak ones. Because this boy David, he can pierce into that veil. He knows what he's doing. One time he went into the veil and took that which he couldn't, you know, was not allowed to do. Only the priest. But he went in there. He got it. You know, nothing could kick him out. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And he said, you know, those strong angels say, bless the Lord, ye angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Well, the Lord already spoke once, and it is finished. He is now waiting for you to speak. And when you speak, the angels will go into action. They are waiting for your word. They are hearkening unto the voice of that word. They are waiting. When you speak that word, the angels will go into action. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, you learned in this meeting how to speak that word, and you got that anointing oil and use it with your faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I'm going to wind this down now. I'm going to read a couple more verses in Isaiah, and then we're going to pray. Isaiah chapter 52. And I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. Isaiah chapter 52, verses 1 and 2. Now, here's what God wants you to do. Now, listen to this. He says, awake! Awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Now, is anybody asleep in here? Awake, thou that sleepest. And arise from thy dead, and Christ shall give you light. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. Henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Remember, the Lord is changing us. And even at GMI Church, there is something coming. And it's happening already, a revolution, a quickening. It's beginning to take place. And you lived all your life to be here this morning. Don't think you are here by chance. There is, God doesn't play dice with your life. He knows what he's doing. Now, shake thyself from the dust. See? Shake yourself from the dust. The dust that the devil has put over you, shake you. He didn't say, you know, call your pastor to shake you from the dust. Shake yourself from the dust. And sit down. Loose thyself from the bands around your neck. Oh, captive daughter of Zion, you got to shake some things. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, if you have faith, you can shake 1,000 devils. But if you get together with this kind of anointing, somebody that has some real faith, then two of us are going to put together to flight 10,000 devils. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
Oh, that's what the Bible says. Praise God. Now, I'm going to read this promise to you that the Lord said in Isaiah chapter 44, and we're going to close with that and go into prayer. Isaiah chapter 44, I'm going to read verses 23 to 26. Now listen to the word of the Lord that he wants me to read to you this morning. Sing, O ye heavens. Now if I read anything that makes you shout, you can shout. Because there's going to be something in this verse that I'm going to read here that ought to make you shout. Now, he says, sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth, break forth. That's your breakthrough. Break forth, that means, you know, just lose yourself. Break forth into singing, ye mountains. And O forest, every tree therein, for the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone, and spreaded abroad the earth by myself. That's right. There's nobody in his league. Nobody in his league. Hallelujah. He stands alone. The devil, he found that out. You know, he said, I will be like the Most High. God said, I'll cast you down to hell. Hallelujah. And that's where he will be. You know, and he said, I put the heavens and the earth together by myself. And listen to this. This ought to make you shout. I am the Lord that frustrated the tokens of the liars. All the lies that the devil has put up against you, the Lord said, I frustrate them. I make the diviners to be mad. Anybody that already divined anything in your life and say, you know, there's some evil coming in your life, say no. The Lord made that definition to be mad. Hallelujah. Because his thoughts towards me are of peace and they are of good and not of evil, to give me an expected end. Hallelujah. Don't you ever be afraid of them. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah chapter 8 and 20. When they speak not according to the word of the Lord, you don't need to be afraid of them. It's because there is no light in them. Hallelujah. I am the one that frustrated the token of liars and make diviners mad. That turned even people that say they are wise, I turn them backward and make their knowledge to be foolish. Oh, and listen to this. That confirmed the word. Now notice the word of his servant. And the Lord, he sent me here this morning, so that makes me his servant. Amen. And he's going to confirm this word. Amen. If you believe that, say amen. And performed the counsel of his messengers that said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to you people that are sitting here today, behold, your warfare is accomplished. Comfort ye, my people. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let me tell you this vision. I will close with this. And I've told this vision before, and I told it also in that message of the word of faith. And this comes straight out of this verse that says, the Lord has frustrated the tokens of the liars. He showed me this a long time, sometime some years ago. And I saw that devil, that old Lucifer, he took out some contracts. See, he took contracts out. You say he took out some contracts? Absolutely. And the Lord showed me as he was about to write your name and the names of the children of God in those contracts. And he took out a contract of sickness. He took out a contract of death. He took out a contract of poverty. He took out a contract of affliction, of frustration, of sorrow, of trouble, of all of this confusion. He took out many contracts. And I saw and I beheld as he began to write the name. And he would write and the name would not appear. He would write and the name would not appear. He was writing and the name was not appearing. And I looked and I said, "Woo, what's going on?" And he showed me the blood. Ooh, my. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you here, in the state of Arizona, and in many states across this country, this great country, you know, every contract has an underlining principle. You know, the law of the land supersedes any contract. And there's always this implied sentence in the contract, even if they don't put it there. Every contract is void where prohibited by law. How many of you know that? You cannot just go and sign some contract that's contrary to the law of the land and think that it's going to stay. No, it is void. If the contract is contrary to the law, it is void. I don't care who signs it. And the Lord, he showed me, he said, the contract is void because of the law of liberty for the sons of God. Woo! Can you shout a victory? Stand to your feet this morning. Stand to your feet this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if you feel that your name is on any one of those contracts because you were not under the blood, come out here this morning and let's lift your name up. The power of Jesus Christ can set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. The power of Jesus Christ can set you free. If you want deliverance from anything this morning. Now, you're already here in church, so you might as well get the blessing. Amen. Praise God. You want, I know that many of you, your problems were already solved. Those of you who were in the meeting yesterday and so forth, none of you should come back for any of those things. You know, that's already solved. So that's probably why none of you are coming for. But if you are new here this morning, if you want deliverance, you want healing, you come out here this morning and let's see the power of God in action. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He has abolished death. And he has brought immortality to light through the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm not afraid of death. Because I'm already crucified with Christ. The Bible says they love not their lives unto death. That's the third part of the secret. As long as you are still loving your life, then the devil will have that over you. But Jesus said, if you give up your life for my sake, you will have it, plus eternal life. Hallelujah. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
The world's got a hold on me.
The world's got a hold of me, she said.
And I'm tired of it.
You're tired of it. But you know that he that is in you
is stronger than he is in the world.
He's greater than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus this morning?
Jesus.
You know the Lord, he brought you here this morning. Hallelujah. Do you believe the word of God that we spoke this morning?
Yes.
Do you believe the Lord sent me here this morning?
Yes,
now lift up your hands and say, I am free.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Set her free, Lord. Set her free, Lord. Set her free, Lord. Set her free, Lord. In Jesus. Now, I command Lucifer, the world, and everything that has had it, move back from her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The law of liberty has set you free. And if the Son of God will make you free, oh, you will be free indeed. You can no longer after today be entangled with the yoke of bondage. Because the Lord is setting you free. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now come over here and pray with me for a minute. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Just kneel down right here. And let's pray together. And just pour your heart out before the Lord. That's right. Pour your heart out before the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fear not, he said. Fear not. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the Lord that comforted you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said to the woman, he said, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. You are loosed from all the trouble that the world has put on you. The pressures of the world that have got you down. You are loose this morning. Receive the joy of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. As she continues to pray, let the church put their hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Now the angel of the Lord. Not just that one angel that stared the book, but the real angel of the Lord. He's here today. Oh my. And if you still need a miracle, you come forward. In a few minutes, we are going to change the order of the service. And we are going to break bread. We do this every consecration weekend that we do. And whether you've been fasting with us or not, we invite you to break bread with us. Because it is the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now throw up your hands and I'm going to pray. Every one of you that has been in these meetings, you have the power already. Can you say amen? And you got the anointing oil yesterday. And the Bible says in Mark chapter 6 and verse 12, that they went everywhere and cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick, and they healed them. And the young girl that testified about her mother, she took that oil home, she prayed for the mother, and today the mother is well. Hallelujah. So you take this power with you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Now let's chase some devils out here this morning before we break this bread. Let's chase some devils. You know, if you have any unforgiveness in your life, that's right, bitterness. You know, the Bible even says that husbands, be not bitter against your wife, because sometimes they can get under your skin, you know, and get you to be bitter and so forth. But if you are bitter, it will hold your prayer down. That's right. And if you have any unforgiveness in your heart, Jesus said, but when you pray, you want to say to the mountain to move, that's okay. He said, but when you start praying, you forgive. Because if you don't forgive, it'll be held against you. And your prayer might not go anywhere. These are the little foxes that spoil the barn. The unforgiveness, the bitterness, the backbiting, the gossip, and the putting forth of the finger. And ye shall not do that as it is this day, saith the Lord. Put away the putting forth of the finger, and let everyone return to the Almighty. Love ye one another, even as I have loved you. That's right. He said, a new commandment I give to you, but not a new commandment indeed. The same commandment that you heard from the beginning, that ye shall love one another. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to pray a prayer of release into your lives. Those of you who were already here yesterday, you got this release. But if you are not here and you are here today, you can still take advantage of this release. Now lift up your hand with me. Jesus, in the name of the Lord, I release the spirit of liberty for the children of God. And if you are new here this morning, you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, this is the time for you to cry out and say, have mercy upon me. That is one prayer that the Lord will never turn back. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. And every one of us, we need His mercy. I want everybody together here, say with me, have mercy on me, O Lord. Let your mercy be upon my life. Let your mercy be upon my family. Let your mercy be upon everything that I touch. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus as you take your seats. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We are going to break bread now, and we're going to change the order of the service. We will be breaking bread right now. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Can somebody shout hallelujah in here? Can somebody shout hallelujah? Can somebody shout hallelujah? Amen.